This is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Polls have closed in Spain's national election Sunday, but according to one opinion poll, there is no clear winner. Spain saw high voter turnout in elections that were believed to be wide open. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
Polling shows no parties close to gaining a majority, so a deadlocked parliament is a strong possibility. The campaign has focused on Spaniards' hearts rather than their wallets, for the first time since the financial crisis. As political commentators have been pointing out, though, one result is certain from the choice of leading candidates. Spain's next prime minister will be young, cosmopolitan, white and male.
Sri Lankan police on Sunday entered the headquarters of the terrorist group believed to be behind the deadly Easter Sunday attacks that killed more than 250 people a week ago. Catholic churches in Sri Lanka were closed on Sunday. A 19-year-old man is in jail in Southern California, now charged with first-degree murder after a shooting Saturday at a Jewish religious center. One woman was killed, three others were wounded. Two of the injured were moved to the area from Israel. Israel released two Syrian prisoners Sunday in what it described as a goodwill gesture following the repatriation of the remains of an Israeli soldier who went missing 35 years ago. Israel has said the release was not in exchange for the return of Zachary Baumel's remains earlier this month. Syria state news agency Sana and Syrian TV showed a brief video of two men shortly after they were handed over to Syrian authorities at the Quneitra border crossing. They'd been arrested for drug charges and infiltration attempts. Baumel went missing during a battle between the Israeli army and Syrian forces in 1982. This is VOA News. Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif is accusing the United States of trying to bring Iran to its knees and overthrow its government by seeking to thwart its international oil trade. He spoke on the program Fox News Sunday.
The United States came to our region, spent $7 trillion, and the only outcome of that was that we have more terror, we have more insecurity, we have more instability. People in our region are making the determination that the presence of the United States is inherently destabilizing. I think President Trump agrees with that.
U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton, speaking on the same program, said the U.S. goal is not regime change, but a change in behavior, specifically an end to Iran's nuclear weapons program and ballistic missile testing.
The people of Iran, I think, deserve a better government. There's absolutely no doubt about it. The trouble is, it's not just a theological dictatorship, it's a military dictatorship, too. That's a very difficult circumstance. We'll see what happens as the economic pressure continues to grow.
Officials in Mozambique have urged citizens to seek higher ground to avoid the flooding and mudslides that are sure to come in the aftermath of a cyclone. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The flooding is worsening, with waters now waist high in places. The government has urged people to immediately seek higher ground. Hundreds of thousands of Mozambicans are at risk. Residents in the region's main city, Pemba, are reported to be frantic as rushing waters flood their homes and heavy rains fall. Women and girls have used buckets and pots to try to scoop the torrent from their front yards, but in vain, as the water has continued to pour in. Authorities say there have been a number of deaths after Cyclone Kenneth arrived Thursday evening with the force of a Category 4 hurricane. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Pope Francis on Sunday called for the evacuation of refugees held in detention camps in Libya as fighting in the country escalates. He spoke from the window of the Apostolic Palace. Last week, the UN Refugee Agency evacuated 325 African refugees from a detention center in southern Tripoli following escalating violence. Avengers Endgame has shattered the record for biggest opening weekend with an estimated $350 million in domestic ticket sales, $1.2 billion globally. The Marvel Studios superhero blockbuster far exceeded even its own expectations. The movie's domestic take blew past the previous record of $257.7 million set last year by Avengers Infinity War. Endgame was just as enormous overseas. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.